Spiritual awakening must come from within the soul. There must be a desire, first and foremost. There must be an inner hunger and an inner thirst for righteousness or rightness. And then from within the soul, from the very spirit that is innate in every single one of us, comes the awakening, or what we call in divine science, unfoldment. The world today, believe it or not, is undergoing a great and wonderful change. In every circle and along all lines of human activity and human endeavor and human experience, we find a wonderful stirring deep down in the heart and in the consciousness of each and every one of us. There is a restlessness. Something is stirring the very heart, the very nature of all of us. And why is that, do you think? It is because there is a longing within every soul for something better, something new. There is a desire for something more, for something bigger, something greater. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for right understanding, for the right way of thinking, for they shall be satisfied." Man was created in the image and after the likeness of God, and as our Bible tells us, man was with God before he was created or born of God. Therefore, man came forth from God, the Creator. And so it is that the very nature of our Creator is being expressed in each and every single one of us. Man is the very crown of God's creation, and in man God finds full and complete expression. But unfortunately, man has lived in ignorance of this truth and has believed himself to be separate and apart from his Maker, from his God, from his Father. And as a result of this ignorance, he has lived here on earth in the darkness of material sense consciousness. And notwithstanding this darkness of material sense consciousness, there is a longing within us, there is a longing within the soul, a deep-seated longing. This is a longing that has been implanted in us by our God. He has planted within the soul of each and every one of us the desire, the yearning for enlightenment and for a new understanding. The very desire in your heart for better things is the urge of God within your soul. You know that we have four seasons every year, and we're just about to conclude the first season, winter. And I say, hallelujah. Right now, out in nature, everything seems barren and cold. Yet deep down in the very bosom of earth, there is slumbering peacefully the very life of nature. Just so, there are many people who seem cold and indifferent. And they are living in that state of consciousness where they are self-seeking. Their love is only for themselves. However, there comes a time in every living soul when such self-seeking no longer satisfies, no longer brings joy or happiness. All of mankind is going through such a stage. There is a wonderful awakening taking place in the nature of man. Slowly, but it is happening. We are beginning to be warmed, so to speak, by the sun of righteousness, by the divine love that stirs all human beings. Deep down in the very soul of each of us, God's Spirit dwells. This very Spirit of love is inborn in every soul. Soon we will enter the second season of the new year, spring. We are all glad when the winter is past and the sun shines brighter, for it means green trees and colorful bushes and fragrant flowers, and an abundance of beauty everywhere. In springtime, everything becomes renewed. Everything in nature is coming to a newness of life from within the very heart of earth, the very nature within. And so it is with us. When man begins to awaken and becomes interested in the general welfare of his friends and his neighbors and the world as a whole, his love widens and he begins to see that man cannot live alone nor unto himself. For as we've been told, no man is an island unto himself. He sees that by serving others, he is serving himself. He is seeing that the good done for others is coming back to him. Following our glorious spring, we have the season of summer, when the sunshine is hot. And this hot sun is what ripens the grains and the fruits and the vegetables, all of which are required for our welfare. Everything is good in its place. During the summer, you can go out in your garden and you can pick a nice red tomato right off the vine. And you can take a big bite out of it while it's hot from the summer sun. And you will say that it is delicious and good. However, it is only as good as far as it has unfolded. It is only the good is true. It is so only the good is true. And when we begin to see that, we will see more of good in everything, including ourselves. As the summer ripens the fruits and the grains and the vegetables, so divine love stirs our soul and comes into expression. Love, health, strength, and all good qualities are fruits of the Spirit. We all desire the fruits of the Spirit. We want to have peace. We want to have love. We want to have joy and wisdom. We want knowledge and understanding. And we want wholeness. We want to be complete and fulfilled. We want to have all the good things in life. In order that we may enjoy these things, we must do our part. We read in the scriptures, "Awake thou that sleepeth, and Christ will give you life." Christ is the very spirit of love and life within your soul. Christ is the truth of your being, one with God. And when we awaken to this truth of our being, we become more satisfied, more whole, more complete, more fulfilled. We have lived for ages in the thought of separation, in the thought of sin and in sickness and in poverty and in want. We have lived in the belief of evil. It is time now for us to awaken to the truth that is within us, and in doing so, we will find greater satisfaction within ourselves. People travel from place to place, great distances, in search of health and happiness, companionship, and wealth. But happiness does not come from people, places, or things. All things are good in their place, but we must not overestimate their value. True satisfaction can only be found within ourselves. And when we have found our real true self, our divine self, we will be satisfied. We will be satisfied because we begin to see all things are already ours as the heirs of God. Things are ours because we are the sons and the daughters of God. We have always been the sons and the daughters of God, but who knew? We have been asleep in the dream of material senses. When we awaken to the truth of our being as the children of God, when we awaken to the fact that we are spirit, just as God is spirit, there comes to us a new light. A new life is opened up to us. This new life is a life of truth and of love. It is the life of the Christ. When we begin to awaken to the truth and see that evil is not real, and we begin to claim our unity with God, It is at that time that the fruits of the Spirit are being expressed in us and through us. In the earthly season of autumn, we gather the fruits, we gather the vegetables and the greens of the seasons. And just as in nature, there is a harvest season within the soul of each of us when we have brought into manifestation the very fruits of the Spirit within ourselves. We have harvested peace of mind, health of body, joy of the heart, and a consciousness of oneness with God, which means eternal bliss. It means living consciously in the house of the Lord, which is God's omnipresence. The house of the Lord is a consciousness of God's omnipresence, the consciousness of the presence everywhere of goodness, love, life, peace, and harmony. It is the consciousness of God's beauty and perfection everywhere, in everyone, and in everything. When we awaken to the truth of our being, we will be satisfied, for in the house of the Lord, there is no lack of any good thing. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable. Rest your feet on the floor and perhaps place your hands comfortably in your lap or at your side. And just take a moment to relax. I want you to be still and quiet your mind. Let go of all of the things that are outside of this peaceful, quiet place. Let go of all those worrisome thoughts that are swirling around in your head. And also let go of any anger and any resentment or any jealousy that you may be harboring. Let go of anything that is not of God. And just be still. Be still. And let us go within to the center of your being, where our Father waits, where he knocks at the door and begs for you to open. I am the Father within. I will never leave you, but you must abide in me. You must abide in my word. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you wherever you go. But you must turn within to me. You must make me your abiding place. You must take my word into your mouth and into your consciousness. You must remember that my presence is with you wherever you go. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But be sure that you do not leave the word out of your words and out of your deeds. I am in the midst of you and mighty, and I go before you every moment, making every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his kingdom. Amen.